I saw a man, pale man, struggling. A lot of people went over to drag him down from some top of a house from which he was presumably sniping, and obviously leading him to a very disagreeable fate. And to see a single man struggling with a lot of people dragging him towards obviously his death is something which remained with me forever. It gave me a distaste for terrorism or violence, which remains with me to this day, no matter where it comes from, no matter how justified it might be thought to be.
As a boy of 7, Isaiah Berlin witnessed the Russian Revolution. Arguably the greatest liberal political philosopher of the 20th century, he was also present at some of the century's turning points and met many of its greatest figures: Wittgenstein, Virginia Woolf, Eisenstein, Churchill, and Kennedy. He once wrote, "A fox knows many things, but a hedgehog knows one big thing." He was a hedgehog, all his work a defense of liberty, a plea on behalf of that frightened face in the crowd. Berlin belonged to the generation of British thinkers and broadcasters who became household names in the 1950s and 60s, A.J.P. Taylor, A.J. Eyre, and Hugh Trevor Roper. But unlike these others, he was an émigré intellectual, both a quintessentially English member of the intellectual establishment and an outsider, his preoccupations rooted in his childhood years as a Jew growing up in the former Russian Empire.